Now, the mayor is out at Mayor's Bike to Work Day. Her day.
Yeah, it's hers.
Hey, can you hear us out there? I don't know if they...
It sounds like a party, though. I don't...
What am I doing?
Hello.
Hey, mayor?
This is Jackie, the mayor.
Hi, Jackie, the mayor.
Hi, how are you? Mayor.
How are you?
It's Fook and Lindsay from All 101.9. We appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. How's it going out there?
Oh, great. Oh, my gosh, so fun. There's a lot of people. Everybody's testing out the pump track. We're having a great morning.
Yes, and you guys, I know you were at Sugar House Park last year. Where are you this year?
So this year we are down at 7th West and Harvey Milk Boulevard, and the pump track is right here on the corner. This will be used by people from all over the city. It's right on a bike system. And the other thing this year is for people who are not aware of all the bikes and the trails that are going on this year, we have some new trails coming online. You'll be able to pick up a city county wide map that really shows all of your options to get on your bike and get out of your cars.
Cool.
We are talking with Mayor Jackie Biskupski on Mayor's Bike to Work Day. I know you're about to kick it off in a second here. Curious, what kind of bike do you have? Is it like the mountain bike with the big fat tires, or is it more of a road racer? Or barsicle?
I'm a mountain biker, but today I'm riding green bike.
Oh, okay. Fun. Okay, cool.
We have some people who have some questions for you, Mayor. We said that we were going to be doing a little bit of Ask a Mayor if we got the opportunity to talk with you, and people texted in some questions. Are you ready to take a couple of those?
Sure.
What ideas have you copied or borrowed from other cities? Asks Jonathan and Murray. What's the best idea you've stolen?
You know, I don't know that we are stealing ideas. We have experts within our own organization that really take a hard look at how uniquely designed our street structure is here. We have these very wide streets. We have very long blocks. And that uniqueness requires some ability to think outside of the box on how we get people around. And our experts are really coming up with the concepts and ideas and saying, you know, for this particular street, this probably makes the most sense, but we take everything out to the community and we get community input.
I didn't know that we had particularly thick. We were thick in the hips in our streets.
I didn't know that either.
We're big boned in our streets.
Voluptuous with our streets.
Well, you know, our streets, especially in the downtown area, are very wide. And if you remember, that was all due to the back in the day when we were on horse and buggy, right? And then we brought in our trolley system back in the day and kept the horse and buggy with the trolley and all of that. So these streets are very wide, and that's part of why we do mid-block crossings, so that people can get through the city a little easier.
Mayor, you're dating yourself with all the horse and buggy references.
Goodness, it feels like just yesterday.
I know, isn't that crazy? Just yesterday. But, you know, the design of our roads and the grid system, I think, is very unique as well. And we're taking advantage of that grid system to help people with some disabilities be able to really navigate our system in a way that they can be successful in the downtown. We want a city that's built for everyone, and that includes people who are visually impaired or people in wheelchairs. We want this city to work for everyone.
Myra from West Valley asks, what's the most frustrating part of your job?
You know, I think the hard part is the naysayers. You know, we are trying a lot of new ideas. We want to make sure that everyone in this community has an opportunity to enjoy it, whether it's through recreation or through the arts or through services that we provide. And we just want support for us moving forward and affecting change. Change that has been really vetted out by experts, and give us a chance. We just really want to show people that We are truly building a city for everyone.
We're playing Ask the Mayor with the mayor, Jackie Biskupski. Kaylin, who is in the Avenues, says, hey, do you have a favorite chill-out spot? Like, where do you go here to take a break from being mayor?
I cannot disclose that, or people will go there to ask me questions.
Paparazzi.
Well, what kind of joint is it? Is it like a pizza place or coffee
nature.
Shop?
I'm guessing nature. I'm guessing
you
nature.
You know, there's two. It depends. In the city, I go to the New Yorker, where I can be at a table in the back and have a nice, quiet conversation. If I am outside, I usually go over by Clayton Middle School and walk along the stream there. So,
the New Yorker. You know what? I'm not going to bug you when I see you there, but I am going to be like, one, a very dry martini with three olives for the mayor and back. Outside of your staff, who do you listen to the most? Asks Eric from Eagle Mountain. Do you have a confidant that's not on your staff?
No, I hired my political confidant that has been with me all 20 plus years of my political career, and he is my chief of staff. So Patrick Leary and I have been doing this political work together since I started, so it's been great.
There's no hairdresser that's subtly influencing public policy?
No, my hairdresser and I talk about all the work that needs to be done in this county and across the state around addiction and how we can save lives. That's what she and I talk about.
So. Mayor, you've been very forthcoming, and we appreciate you taking the time. When are you like sounding the buzzer or getting on the bullhorn or firing the pistol into the air to start the bike to work day?
We are about to get out of here and start riding, so I got to go make some announcements, and then we're going to roll.
All right, ride safely. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
That's the mayor.
The mayor. Hells yeah.
Yeah, we like her. She's always very pleasant.
She's so rad. I know.